Looking for a great math program? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective by using creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Here's a great testimonial from Lori, one of the many listeners of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. She said, "One day, my 10-year-old was in tears over math. I tried my best to help, but ended up in tears as well. We prayed together, and that very night, I received an email offer for CTC Math. The following Monday, we reviewed the curriculum together. She was willing to give it a shot, and we have never looked back." Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I am here with one of my favorite people in the entire universe, Avanella. Welcome, Abby.
Hey, I'm so excited to be here. That's a really great intro.
Was it?
That's a lot of pressure, being one of your favorite people in the entire universe.
Well, you are. I mean, you're literally like in the top 10.
Whoa, that's
and there
amazing.
Are billions of people in the universe.
There are billions of people in the universe.
So to be in my top 10, I mean, that's pretty significant.
I love it. I want a badge. I want a badge.
Okay. I'll get you a badge. I'm going to make you a badge.
Hi, it's so good to be back.
Yes, yes. I am so glad to have you back with me. I love podcasting with you. And it's been so much fun because do you know that in the last like 2 weeks, we have gotten we get emails and messages and different things from different people. And literally in the last 2 weeks, we've gotten like 3 or 4 specifically saying how much they enjoy you and I podcasting together. And
oh, my goodness. That's God so
is
fun.
God is good. Yeah. For those who maybe don't even know our story, you and I have only ever met in person one time, but you probably know me better than most people who are walking on this earth.
Isn't that cool? Because God does it. He just blends and molds people. And because we're really unscripted, like you and I do not, newsflash to everybody that needs to know, here's an insider scoop. We don't talk ahead of these things a whole lot. We just totally pray and say, okay, let's let the Lord lead. And he's brought us a really close friendship. So it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's we're the glad that people like to listen to us.
I am so glad.
Above all, we hope that we point you back to the Lord, because really, that's all we've got to offer here.
That's right. That is what we have to offer. I wish sometimes that we could just get on here and just say, read your Bible, teach it to your kids, the end. But that would be a really short podcast.
And no one would want to probably listen to it every day. But do you know what I wish we could do? You know, during this whole Rona thing, how you see on social media all the squares, like there's like 100 squares and they all sing together.
Yes.
Well, I don't want to do that. But I want to get like all those squares and all the people that are like, we love listening to you guys. Like, I want to meet these people because I bet I'd like to hang out with them too. So it would be so fun to have like 100 square thing. We don't have to sing, but we could all just see you guys and meet you guys.
That's fun. We could do
fun.
Maybe we can do something like that. I don't know.
Well, if that's complicated, just find us on social media and be like, hi, because I would like to meet. I would like, you guys have to sit and listen to us. I'd like to listen to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm going to talk to our tech team, which consists of my husband.
I was going to say.
And see if there's a way to do that.
Ask him. Yeah.
That would be fun.
I mean, we could sing. We could sing if we wanted, but someone besides you or I would have to leave.
We've had this conversation before. I can't cook and I can't sing.
No. We could facilitate. We could be in the corner square.
Right. Yeah. I just will like kind of whisper sing. If I sing, no one would ever listen again. That would be bad. And I don't want that. I want people to listen to us because, you know, we don't sit here and do this for just because we're sitting around with nothing to do.
That is true.
We do it because we love to encourage you, our listeners. And so in light of encouraging, we have named this one a very encouraging title called I Hate Homeschooling.
Say it again.
I Hate Homeschooling.
Oh, that makes me cringe.
Exclamation mark.
Why did you pick this topic?
Well, okay, so here's the story. And it's funny because I was actually trying to think of like other titles. And I thought, I mean, there are other things we could have called it. Like we could call it, Where's the Yellow Bus? How do I sign them up for school? Like, I mean, there are so many different things. How much longer do I have to endure this? You know, there are things like that. But the way this came about was just a really simple text, actually. I was just texting with my friend, Nikki, and she happened to mention that one of her friends hated homeschooling. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, you know what?
a lot of people hate homeschooling. And to be honest with you, I don't hate homeschooling. So I'm not going to come at it from that angle. I'm not going to say I hate homeschooling. So I'm right there with you, sister, because I actually don't. I really love homeschooling, but that doesn't mean that every day is easy. And we're going to talk about that. But there are people who genuinely hate homeschooling. Mm-hmm. And so I want to kind of start this off by saying it's okay. Like you have mine and Abby's permission to hate homeschooling, but we're going to encourage
don't
you.
Don't hang up yet.
What? Don't hang up
yet. Don't hang up yet.
Yeah. No. Don't hang up yet, because we want to encourage you. And that is the purpose of this podcast, is to encourage you on your homeschool journey. And hopefully you get to the point where you don't hate homeschooling. The other side of it is that oftentimes there are kids who hate homeschooling. Maybe it's the mom who's saying, I hate homeschooling, but oftentimes mom is all into it and she's excited and she's got her plan. And the kids are like, I hate this. I hate everything about it. And that can become a real drag for an entire family. So right. I'm excited to just kind of jump on this and bring some encouragement. And so I want to kind of talk through some of the reasons why people hate homeschooling, and then we'll bring some hope.
Right. I love that. And I think we need to like kind of differentiate between, I think sometimes what we're really saying is I'm struggling with A, B, and C, and that turns into I hate homeschooling. So I think we also want to help you say, maybe you don't hate all of homeschooling. Maybe you do, but maybe you don't. And maybe there are just some areas that you're really struggling with. And if we can help and encourage you in those areas, you might find that you don't hate homeschooling. And then I'd like to at the end say, okay, what if we say all this and you're like, I still hate homeschooling, then what? And we'll talk about that. But I want to echo Yvette. I don't hate it. And in fact, I feel very grateful that, you know, God's calling, because God does call us as moms to homeschool our kids. And I am grateful that has happened to be something I love and it is a passion of mine. But I do understand and don't judge moms who don't like it, because I hate running. I mean, I'll be honest, I hate running. And I would hate it if a runner looked at me and they were like, you should love it. No, don't tell me I should love it. I don't. So it's okay. Like Yvette said, we give you permission to say you hate it, but what we want is for you to hold on and have an open heart and just hear us out.
Yes. Yeah.
Actually, hear God out. Don't hear me out.
Right. Don't hear us out. We have nothing good to say apart from him. You know.
Okay. So reasons, you said.
Yeah.
Reasons.
Yeah, let's talk
what
about reasons.
What are some reasons that moms hate homeschooling?
Well, these are in no particular order. Okay. But as I've thought about this, and I'm sure you have some too, Abby, I have two kind of top reasons that I think. I think one of the first ones is because homeschooling is mostly about parenting. Mm-hmm. And parenting is really stinking hard sometimes, because our kids, you know, we want our kids to wake up in the morning with a smile on their face, and we want them to be like, Mom, I'm so happy that you woke me up this morning. Can I please go do some math? Can I serve you in some way? How in the world can I be a blessing to you and our family? And can I do those dishes for you? Because I see that they're piled up in the sink. And I know you were up late last night, lesson planning, or maybe spending time with Dad or doing whatever. And I just want to be a blessing to you, Mom. And so I'm going to obey today. I'm going to do everything you asked me to do with a smile on my face. I'm going to do all of my schoolwork. I'm going to finish my list. I'm going to do my chores. Like, that is so unrealistic. That doesn't happen. And so in our fantasy world, we want that to be the case. We want our kids to always be obedient. We want to give them an assignment or give them a task or just instruct them in something. And we want them to do it happily. But rarely, at least in my home, rarely does that happen where my kids are just like, sure, Mom, I'd love to bless you in that way.
Right. And so maybe if a mom is thinking that is what it looks like in all of our houses, then they wake up and they get the grumbling and the complaining and the throwing the pillow at the door because they don't want it open and the do I have to and this is stupid. And maybe you're thinking, well, I hate this because everybody else's children hop out of bed with sharp pencils ready to go. And so maybe that's the first myth that we have to debunk, is this isn't easy for any of us.
No.
And I mean, at least you're hearing two homeschool moms here that have been doing a while. I don't have one kid that hops out. Well, one of them does a little more than the others, but they're humans, right? And let's be honest, do I hop out of bed going, I can't wait to clean and cook and change diapers and tea? I mean, we're humans.
Right, right. And it's our sinful nature. We don't want to do things that are hard and uncomfortable.
Yes.
And homeschooling is both of those things. It's hard for the mom and it's hard mm-hmm. for the kid, because anything that we're learning is having to stretch our brain. And then doing, you know, just whether it's chores or, you know, doing schoolwork, it's all stuff that we have to think about and put effort forth, which is why it's so much easier to just sit in front of a TV and watch a show mindlessly and not have to think about it. That's easy. That's the easy thing to do.
Right.
Homeschooling takes a lot of effort. It takes planning. It takes effort. It takes sacrifice in a lot of ways. And so it's just hard. And I think kind of linked with that, I think the other thing, my number two, or maybe my number one, no, I think this would be my number two, is that we are surrounded by a world of social media fakes, where we see that everyone else has it all together. At least we think everyone else has it all together, and they have the perfect lesson plans and they have the perfect house and they're...
I mean, seriously, if I see one more picture of the perfect homeschool room,
right.
I might vomit, because guess what? I was at my dining room table wiping up toast crumbs so that they wouldn't get caught under the child's paper when they were writing on it.
Right.
Guys, it's not real.
It's not real. it isn't. And so it makes it really difficult, because we have a tendency to compare ourselves with other people. And so we've got the one side of it that's just hard. It's just hard. Like, it's physically hard to homeschool. It's hard to deal with parenting. It's hard to deal with the sacrifice that it makes. And then it makes it harder when we look at everyone else around us. And whether it's people on social media or people in your co-op or your next door neighbor, we think everyone else has it together.
Right.
And we're the ones who don't. And so I think... Which would make us hate it. Right, exactly. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back.
Learning to write well in order to effectively communicate ideas can be a challenge for many students. Equipping teachers and teaching parents with methods and materials which will aid them in training their students to become confident and competent communicators and thinkers is key. The Institute for Excellence in Writing is an organization dedicated to training, mentoring, and providing a model for teachers in a clear, sequential, and effective method of teaching writing that reinforces history, science, literature, and other content areas.
Our methodology begins with dictated content. So rather than saying to a child, here, think of something and learn to write, we actually give them the content, and through our 9 units, gradually wean them from dictated content to that blank page.
Through the process of learning to write well, students learn how to think clearly and to express themselves eloquently and persuasively. For more information or to order the program, visit IEW.com.
We are back and we are talking about hating homeschooling. why do people hate homeschooling? So I gave you my first two reasons. My first one would be because it's hard. My second one is because we compare our struggles with everyone else who seems to have it all together. And I think those are two reasons. What do you think, Abby? What's your take?
Well, some of the things I hear from moms about why they would say that they hate it. I hate that word. I'm sorry. I struggle saying those two words together in a sentence. But I get it. Some of you feel that way. So some people feel isolated. They feel like that this is a mundane task to be home all day long. Honestly, we could touch on that, but Yvette and I did a episode called The Ministry of Motherhood. And I think that talks about a lot about how we might think that this is mundane, but it's not. But I do think some moms feel like they're isolated. They never leave their house. Or maybe, here's some I've heard, they can't get along with their child, or the socialization issue. And I think when a mom says, I hate homeschooling, I often ask, do you hate, when your kids are in public school or were in public school, did you hate summer times? Because often I hear them say, yeah, I hated it when my kids, I couldn't wait for them to go back to school, is usually what they say. I couldn't wait for them to go back to school. And I think what you hit on, Yvette, that was really good was, it's probably not homeschool. It's probably parenting, because parenting is hard.
Right.
Because in the summer, let's be honest, we have the same issues, right? We have the same issues, that the grumbling, the complaining, the struggles. And so really, you know, those are some of the things. And then the other big one that I hear is, I don't like being home. I'm losing me time. I get this me time thing.
Right.
I'm losing so much of me and me time. or I would be more fulfilled in a career. And honestly, this might feel like the cold hard truth a little bit, but I don't know a time when God has called us to do only the things that we like, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we might not like homeschooling today, but when are we only called to do the things we like, you know? Think about Jesus. Did he probably like being stoned? I doubt it. Did he like being spit on? Probably not. But here's what he did. He saw the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And I think that is what I want to encourage moms is there are the daily mundane things. It is hard. And we can talk more about the practical things to do because I know that we need to give practical tips when it feels like that.
Sure.
But we have to zoom out and look at the bigger picture. You know, he did what he did with the end in mind. And that's what how we need to face homeschool is it's not about me liking it or loving it. It really isn't. And when I realize that and I realize that it's out of obedience to what God called me to, it is miraculous how all of a sudden your heart aligns with God's heart and you start to like it because it's God's best plan.
Yeah.
And I think it's just God's way of blessing us too when we line up our hearts with his and we say yes. We talked about that with Mary.
Yep.
He starts to give us a love for it because it's a love for what he loves, which is teaching and training up children in his word.
Yeah, that's right. I think also it can oftentimes depend on mom's temperament and personality because I have, you know, I know, of course, many homeschool moms, and it seems that the ones who struggle the most with it are those who are very type A. They have and we need type A's. I'm not bashing type A's. I have a husband who's a type A, and praise God for that because we would just be a mess without him.
I'm type A.
Yeah, you are. And you know what? That's probably why you and I make a good team. I've said this lots of times, I am just definitely more of a laid back, fly by the seat of my pants kind of girl. I have order in my home, and I know what needs to get done, and I do it, and I do it well. But I also, it takes a lot to stress me out, a lot. I don't cry, as you know, almost never. I just, like, I'm very laid back, but not lazy. Right. But easygoing in that way. And so for me, I don't have the constant anxiety of feeling like, okay, we're not where we're supposed to be in this curriculum. We've got to get to this by the end of the year. And my kids aren't where they're supposed to be according to state standards. And my friend is here, you know, doing this thing with her kids, and her kids are taking music lessons and art lessons and blah, 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 blah. And my kids aren't doing those things. And like, I don't focus on those things. And so it doesn't stress me out. On the other hand, there can be people like myself who tend to lay back too much. And sometimes, quite honestly, I do lay back too much. And then I have to get back and say, okay, we need to get a little bit more serious about this thing, whatever that thing is.
Right.
But I think depending on mom's temperament, if you are a mom who is very focused, very driven, very type A, and you have everything that needs to be in order, and things don't fall into place with you, because I promise you, they won't. Unless you have one child and that child has the exact same temperament as you.
Right.
And they're as driven as you are.
Right.
You're always going to have conflict with your kids and with your inner self, because you're always going to feel frustrated that it's not enough. You're not doing it well enough. You're not meeting your own standards and reaching your own goals that you have set forth, or that you feel like even the Lord has set forth for you and your family. And so that can become a real frustration for moms and cause many moms to hate homeschooling.
Oh my goodness, because that is my personality. And so I think that those type A moms, it'd be a good thing to look up or to study. I would say you're right. People more with a type A end up hating it more. And I think here's why. We're control freaks and we want everything exactly the way we want it. And we have a plan. And if things don't fit into our box and our plan, we get frustrated. We get irritated. We feel like we're failing. And that would make us hate it. And I think that I see so many moms jump ship because it's too much and they hate it. And I say, it doesn't have to be too much though. It is honestly, for me, it took years of releasing control And being able to realize that I was in bondage to my own control. There's no freedom when you approach homeschool that way. Right. And the greatest blessing of homeschool is the freedom that we have. But we kind of put ourselves in our own little prison when we have to check off every list and fit every kid into the box and run our homeschools like a public school.
Right.
And that robs the joy of what we're doing. It makes us as moms feel like we're losing ourselves, who God made me, into this homeschool thing. But it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way at all. We can, like you said, we can loosen up. We can realize that this isn't a job to be done as we see a job to be done. It's a calling to answer. And when we see it, just that slight difference, all of a sudden we have freedom and we can find joy in it. And I also think when you're a type A control freak, your kids are going to buck you. They just are. They are going to buck that because they get your motive. You know, you're trying to fit them into what your agenda is rather than build a home around learning and follow the Lord's lead in it. So there has to be a shift in that. And as a type A person, it takes a while, but you can't jump ship because it will come, because surrendering to the Lord and answering the call, he will give you what you need to settle down.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Those oftentimes, you know, moms will go to bed at night and lay awake for hours thinking mm-hmm. about how they think they're failing their kids mm-hmm. academically, how they think they're failing in their parenting, how they think they're failing compared to other people. Mm-hmm. Maybe just feeling like, why I just don't have it all together and I can't get it all together, because we've talked about this so many times. Homeschooling is hard because mm-hmm. it's not just getting in your car, driving to a classroom, teaching all day, and then going home and separating the two. Homeschooling is a way of life. And so as part of it, you are chauffeur, you're the family chef, you're the grocery shopper, you're mm-hmm. you know, you're all the things. You're the teacher, you're the lover, you're all of it. And it's mm-hmm. really, really hard to balance everything. And so we never feel like we can do it all. And so we always feel like we're somehow failing, but mm-hmm. you're never going to do it all. We have spent, as a family, we have spent the last 4 years of our lives filming a documentary on homeschooling. Literally, we've traveled to 20 something different states, and we have filmed people in many of those states, and we are on episode, I don't know, 215 now or something like that of the podcast. I have talked to a lot of homeschool moms, a lot. Mm-hmm. And every mom feels the same way. You're not going to get it all done.
Right.
You're not someone special, and your neighbor's not someone special who thinks that they can just do it all and do it right. perfectly. And so we have to let go of that. We have to let go of that mindset that we're not doing enough, we're not doing it well enough, and we're somehow mm-hmm. failing our family. Because I think that's the number one reason why people hate homeschooling. We feel right. like it's hard. We right. feel like we're just messing it up.
Right. No, I completely agree. And it is hard, but we can do hard things. And sure. most often the best, most productive things are the hardest things. We're reading Pilgrim's Progress right now, and there's a line in it that keeps saying, do the hard but right thing.
Yeah.
And over. And I really love that because it's teaching that easy isn't always better. So mom, if you're feeling like I hate homeschool, step one, feel it, know it, acknowledge it, and then say, okay, why do I hate it? And we have basically spent this episode talking about the reasons that mm-hmm. moms might hate. And we're going to come back and talk about, you know, okay, so what now? Okay, so yeah. I've identified the reasons that I'm hating it, but then give me practical tips. But I would say that the first thing is just because it's hard doesn't mean it's not worth it. Just because yeah. it's hard doesn't mean we don't do it. You know, just because it's hard doesn't mean we have to hate it.
Yep.
Marriage can be hard, but you know what? It's one of the greatest blessings you'll ever had. Labor is one of the hardest things ever, but look what you get in the end.
Oh yeah.
And I think we just need to keep having that forward thinking of it's hard right now, but that's because I'm raising up children in the Lord to be warriors for him in this world, for goodness sake. That's right. A big job.
Yeah, I love that analogy of being in labor, because as women, you know, most women listening to this, and even those who maybe have their children through adoption, we have many, many friends who have adopted. We were in that place where we thought we were going to need to adopt. It took us, you know, many, many years to have our first daughter. And even that, you go through months and sometimes years of just excruciating waiting. Right. And labor's hard. It's painful. Oh man, it hurts. It hurts so bad.
But what if you quit? You can't. Right. You can't quit because you know what's coming. Right.
You get a prize in the end. A cute little prize that's wrapped up in a little swaddling blanket.
And it's still going to make life hard. Uh-huh. But you know that there is so much more good.
Yep. Yep. It's
why we got to stop being afraid to do hard things. I think that is my heart's cry for moms. We have to stop being afraid to do hard things and stop doing the easy things, because they don't produce the fruit that God wants in us.
Yeah, that's right. And God will give us the rest and the strength and the ability and the wisdom to do what he's called us to do. And I love that you say that just boldly, because it is hard. We don't want to do the hard thing, especially in our society. Now, you know, you look back to generations of people, and they worked hard to, you know, just to put food on the table. Well, goodness gracious. I mean, we live in a age now where we don't even have to leave our house to put food on the table. We can literally call, you know, somebody and have them come put food on our table for us. You know, they can actually cook the food, or they can go grocery shopping for us and put the food on the table, or hand it to us at our front door. We have it so easy. And so we take that as, well, we want life to be easy. We want to be handed the silver platter, and we don't want to have to do the hard thing.
Right. And we become very self-indulgent. We become very like, I want the me time. I want to send my kids off somewhere else so that I can invest in myself. Right. I don't want to be stuck at home all day when I feel like there's a world out there that will pat me on the back and tell me how wonderful I am. And I think this life of ease that we've had, honestly, has kind of led to this self-indulgent that when we are faced with something difficult, we say, I hate it. I don't want to do it. I quit.
Right.
But like I said before, that is not the heart of God. And that's not what God wants from us.
Yes, I agree completely. God has not called us to an easy life. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, I know that that's not the only reason, because I know there are many people who are not, you know, I don't want to say lazy, but, you know, for lack of a better word, they're not lazy. They're willing to do the hard thing. And even still,
they don't love it.
They don't love it. It's hard. Right. And it can be hard sometimes. And I think that there are many reasons why it can be hard. Sometimes it's because you don't have family around you. Sometimes you don't have community around you. Sometimes you don't have a husband who's supportive. Maybe he allows you to homeschool, and praise God for that if he does, but he's just not supportive and doesn't want to have any part of it. And so you feel like the burden is completely on you, and that's hard.
Right. Sometimes you have a struggling reader that no matter how much you invest, you feel like you're just not getting through.
Yes.
Or you have several kids with special needs and it is hard, and we're not here to tell you it's not hard, but we know that God will give us everything we need to do it, and people to come alongside us to help us in it. But there are so many reasons that it's hard.
Yep. So many. We're out of time. We're going to come back on Wednesday, and we are going to continue this conversation. We're going to give you some help and encouragement on how you can turn the tide and go from your hate of homeschooling into a love or at least an acceptance or like of homeschooling. Maybe the love doesn't come until a couple years down the road, but at least helping to point you in that direction of enjoying your homeschool journey with your family. So stay tuned. Join us again on Wednesday as we continue this conversation. And you guys, thank you so much for joining us. I want you to know how much we love you and appreciate you. We pray for you guys all the time. Before Abby and I got on today, we prayed together as we always do. And it is our greatest desire to encourage you. And we're just two moms, you know, we're not anything amazing or special. We're just two moms who love Jesus, and we want to share that love of Jesus with you and help you know how to share that with your kids. So thank you for taking time to listen today. I know there are a lot of podcasts that you could be listening to right now. And it's just such a blessing for us to know that you have chosen to listen to this one. So thank you. If you have not yet signed up for the Schoolhouse Rocked newsletter, we would love it if you would do that. Go to schoolhouserocked.com, and somewhere on that page is a button that says sign up here or newsletter or something. I don't know. I should probably check these things out before I say that, but you can find it. You guys are smart people. But go on there, put in your email and your name, and that just goes to us. And we would love to be able to send you updates on what we have going on with the movie and with the podcast and all things Schoolhouse Rocked. So have a fantastic rest of your day, and we will see you back here on Wednesday. Bye.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.